Hello.
Huh?
Hi there. Can I speak to Cindy McPherson?
Who is it?
It's Leah calling from MMA Legal.
Oh, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. It's just about your Scottish redress application. Have you got a spare 5 minutes for me?
Yeah.
Perfect. Before I start, I do just have to let you know that the call is recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Okay.
And for data protection, can you just confirm for me your date of birth and your postcode?
It's the 18th of August, 1972, and it's Echo Hotel 530 Papa Papa.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Cindy. Cindy, were you known by any other names during your time in care, or have you always been known as Cindy McPherson?
No, I was known as Cindy Douglas when I was in Cairdow.
Cindy Douglas.
Yeah.
Okay. And can I grab your mother's name from you?
Carol.
Carol, and is that Douglas as well?
Yeah.
And your father's name?
I don't know.
Okay, that's okay. Are you currently registered with a GP surgery?
I am, yeah.
Can I grab the name of that GP?
Can I ask why?
Because we need to request for your GP records, so it's further evidence for your case.
Right, but my GP doesn't, as in, my GP wouldn't be any help to you, though.
So GP records would always help because if you have anxiety, any hints of anything, since a
No.
child, any health problems, it does
No,
help.
I have all of that from a child, but can you just, it's nothing to do with being in a children's home. It was to do with the reason I was put in a children's home, and that's because I was sexually abused by my stepfather as a child. So do you see how the records wouldn't be any good? I mean, I'll give you it, but all they're going to reflect on is me being abused as a child, because that's all I've ever told my doctor.
I completely understand that, and I am sorry you went through that. And as awful as it sounds, that will help with your case because that's why
All right,
you were put
okay,
into
yeah.
care. So if that makes any sense, it's you were put into care for safety to get away from that situation.
No,
And then,
I put myself into care to get away from that situation.
yes.
It was me that done it all, though. Like, I wasn't taking off my family. I done that myself.
Okay. I do
You know what I mean?
apologize.
Just so I
Yeah.
just didn't, no, I just didn't want you to get it wrong. Do you know what I
No,
mean?
absolutely. I want to
Like,
get it right.
I
And
put myself into care to get out of that house. Do you know what I mean?
yeah, absolutely. I
Yeah.
completely get it. I really do.
Right, so my recent doctor's is it'll be the East Calder Medical Practice.
It'll be, did you say
Calder.
East Holder?
No, Calder,
Calder.
CAL, yeah.
Sorry.
Medical practice.
Okay. Perfect. I'm gonna obviously, like I said, I'm gonna request for them documents. I know that you said that the reason that you were put into care was you put yourself into care to get away from that situation.
Yeah.
And I want to, I understand, and I'm gonna put that on your file so I don't make that mistake again, because I am the one who is currently your file handler. I'm working
All
under your
right.
file, and I don't absolutely do not want to get that wrong.
Yeah.
So you put your, the reason I would say we need these medical records, especially now, is because when you put yourself into care to get away from an unsafe situation, you were put into where you were supposed to be kept safe, but you weren't. And
Yeah.
so I think that'll be a lot of support for your step, for your application as well, because it shows, I wanted safety and I didn't get that.
All right, okay, yeah, that's fine, Dolly. I was just telling you my
No,
situation, you know, so you
absolutely,
so
completely understand.
can I
I'm glad
also
you did.
say as well, though, I've had a stroke since in 2010, okay? So my memory isn't as good as it used to be. So I'm just pre-warning you this as well, Dolly. Like, I mean, there could be questions you'll ask me that I'll not remember, just so you know, okay?
Okay. That, and a lot of people don't remember because their memory blocks things out that were traumatic,
Yeah,
or,
well,
.
yeah.
So when we do come to do this witness statement, if you don't remember, you just say the words, "I don't remember."
Okay.
And there's no issue with that at all, okay?
Right, okay, that's fine, darling. I'm just.
Can, no, absolutely. Can I ask, are you, have you got a preference of a male or female communicator when it comes to your witness statement?
Female, please, though.
Female, okay, no
Yeah, I
problem.
can't really
That,
have males, really, you
that's
know.
okay. That'll probably more likely be myself.
All right. It'd be good if it was somebody I've already talked to, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, completely. Can I just ask, can you remember at all your address before you went into care or the area that you lived in?
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, you know what, for having a stroke, Dolly, there is some parts of my life I cannot tell you what I did yesterday, right? I'm not going to lie. But yeah, I lived at 4 Maple Grove, Craigshall, Livingston. I don't know the postcode though.
No, that's okay. 4 Maple
But that
Grove.
was my, yeah, 4 Maple Grove, Craigshall, Livingston.
Okay.
And I got put into Uphill Children's Home from there.
Yes, I've got Uphill Children's Home.
And then I went to Bathgate Children's Home after youth and community carers and that, foster parents sort of thing.
Okay, no problem at all. I've popped all of that information in. I'm going to send a request to your GP for them records.
Okay.
I've just been on the phone with West Lothian Council asking for a chaser for your records from them, for your childcare records.
All right.
So hopefully once we get them and your GP records, we'll be ready to move you to the next stage, okay?
Right. See how you can get a copy of, say, the West Lothian Council in my care record?
Yes.
Can I get that?
You absolutely can. We will provide you with all of your records.
All right. So I'll be able to read them as well, Dolly, yeah?
Yeah, of course. I will
all
put
right,
it on
perfect.
Your file that you want your records. And as soon
yeah,
as
that'd
we
be
have...
great because there's a lot of my life is missing. And, I mean, I might get some, like, closure over that. I don't know, but everything is worth a try, you know?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, what I've done is I've popped it all on your notes that you had a stroke in 2010, so your memory is not the best. That you would like a female, that you want your records when they're done, the reason you put yourself into care, and your GP and your mother's name, okay?
Yeah. Perfect.
Amazing. If you need anything in the meantime, Cindy, you just give us a ring, okay?
On this number here, yeah?
Yeah, this number.
Right, okay, I'll save that.
And like I said, my name's Leah, so if you need to speak to me, you can just call through, okay?
Your name's Leah?
Leah, yeah.
Right, perfect. I'll save it under you then.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you very much for your time there, Cindy. I appreciate it a lot.
Okay, Dolly. That's perfect.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.